This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Tuesday and these are the headlines. The state-run Southern Philippines Medical Center, or SPMC, will resume the face-to-face consultation services at its outpatient department, or OPD, starting Monday as the number of COVID-19 cases in Davao City are decreasing, its top official announced Friday. Dr. Ricardo Audan, SPMC hospital chief, told a virtual press briefer that the hospital management decided last week to gradually reopen the on-site consultations for the outpatients. As of November 3, the SPMC reported that 45 out of 111 ICU beds, or 40.54%, and 183 out of 419 ward beds, or 43.68%, are occupied. In the previous weeks, Audan said these COVID-19 beds were 100% occupied. He said the hospital would continue the teleconsultation, giving their clients another option to avail of these services without going to the hospital to minimize crowding. EO60 designated SPMC as the lone COVID-19 hospital in the city to allow private hospitals to free up their allotted COVID beds and medical staff for non-COVID cases and sustain their business operations. In other news, an alleged member of the New People's Army surrendered to the soldiers of the 39th Infantry Battalion in North Cotabato on November 7. Lieutenant Colonel Ezra Balagtay, the 39IB commander, identified him only as alias Jory, Blaan, and resident of Tampakan. He said the surrenderee gave up his weapons that included an M16 rifle with a short magazine and an M1 Garand rifle. In business, the rate of price increases decelerated to 4.6% last October from month ago's 4.8%, but Banco Central ng Pilipinas Governor Benjamin Jokno said the balance of risks remains on the upside. Last month's inflation rate is near the lower end of the central bank's 4.5 to 5.3% forecast range for October and brought the year-to-date average to 4.5%. Jokno said monetary authorities continue to view that supply-side price pressures are best addressed by timely non-monetary interventions that could ease domestic supply constraints. He also noted the announcement of fuel subsidy amounting to 1 billion pesos for affected public utility vehicle stakeholders, as well as the increased allowable capacity in PUVs. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.